Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday, Today is Friday,
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Guy must live in a state where you can buy beer at a liquor store. Doesn't live in New York.
All right.
Do I have that right? I know I do.
Yeah.
You can't buy beer in a liquor store.
All of them?
Well, I would think all of them.
I don't know. I didn't know there was a... most liquor stores I go to, I don't see beer. But I don't know that that means there aren't, that it's not allowed. It's just like I sell liquor. I don't sell beer. I don't know. It makes sense that they would. I probably want to do both if they could. I just have never really thought about it. I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz getting the start for Minnesota. That's kind of the theme of week three around the league as we get to picks, and that's that. Several starting quarterbacks are going to miss this week's games. Brock Purdy, they say, highly unlikely to play. That's past doubtful for San Francisco. He missed last week. Mac Jones did fine for the Niners, so probably no Purdy. No Jaden Daniels, that's been made official for Washington. That'll be Marcus Mariota. No J.J. McCarthy from Minnesota. We learned that one early in the week. Carson Wentz, did you realize that this will be six teams in 6 years for Wentz?
I think I read that somewhere. Yeah.
And it started at least one game for each.
I don't remember where, but I know I saw it somewhere.
Right. The last 2 years, he has started one game in each, and both years it was week 18, a meaningless week 18 game.
Well, the stakes are a little larger here in week three, buddy.
So much larger. That is an important. This is a big game for Minnesota. They are 1-1. They've lost McCarthy, and they were quick to rule him out. And the speculation there has been, okay, how bad is his injury really? Like, what are they going to do? Now, Wentz has not been good in ages.
Right.
But O'Connell, he made it work with Darnold. He made it work to an extent with Nick Mullins and Joshua Dobbs. And, like, with McCarthy, it did not look good at all. I would not want to say that, you know, oh, of course, he's not really hurt. But it was interesting to me, and I do Matthew Collar's Purple Insider podcast every week. We talked a little bit about this off the air. I retweeted the link if you want it, by the way. It's mostly about fantasy football, of course. But I told Matt, it was interesting to me that they ruled McCarthy out so early in the week that it was just like, was it even Tuesday? It might have been Monday, where they're like, he's going to miss, you know, 2 to 4 weeks or whatever they said. Like, why? Wouldn't a coach normally play that out until even Sunday?
Yeah, and there was, right away after the game, I know I saw, like, maybe the last snap he took in the game that he last played, and he's running around on the pile. It doesn't look to be hindered at all by an ankle injury of any kind. And, like, okay, that's, I think, maybe the flashpoint of the speculation about what really happened there. So.
Well, Matthew said, I asked him, were people talking about it in the locker room after the game? He said, no. Like, no, nobody was talking about an injury. And he said, maybe, like, Schefter or somebody had it that the Vikings had decided he was going to miss time with an injury, you know, or a quote injury. And what the Vikings did was just sort of, they just owned the story and announced it themselves. But it is an interesting one. It does seem, I would say it, I think Matthew might say it, but I don't want to say for sure. If Wentz is good, and it might be 2 weeks at least anyway, where he could ride this out for them. Philadelphia, Indianapolis, he's the Colts quarterback on the Jonathan Taylor game against the Bills. Washington, Rams for one game, Chiefs. Last year he starts that week 18 debacle in Denver. 38-0. They might have had 5 first downs or whatever in the game. Something ridiculous. And now the Vikings. All right, let's go. Let's get into picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
My friend wants to know from you.
Oh.
How it took you until 2 o'clock to get home in Buffalo when he got home in Victor at 12:45. I think it's that Abbott Road maybe mistake you made.
Yeah, probably.
Where you just sit there forever.
And it wasn't 2. It was 1:30.
1:30.
When I got home.
But Victor is 2 hours.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, I don't know. Did your friend leave early?
He said he left after the field goal. So 30 seconds.
That could have mattered. I mean, people did start screwing. You got at the front end of that, and you got out of there. I mean, I stood there. I waited for the traffic to build. I'm not on the front end, so what's the difference is what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Narrator.
But I was also – I'm not – I haven't battled post-game traffic in 20 years. I mean, we were there a lot for post-game shows.
Everybody would have left by
right.
the time we're done.
You know, we're 2 hours after the game ends, and, like, you know, there's some straggling traffic, but it's not anything, really. So I know how I like to go, but right away I'm, like, I'm in the same lot as you, so we got to go out back towards that little where the gate is, you know, that One Bills Drive. But what they were going to have us do was turn left then to go out on Big Tree, right? So I'm, like, doing a U-turn, basically, right? But as we're just about to get to where I could turn left, the lady comes. I'm, like, the second car in line about to turn left, which is how I wanted to go, because I would have gone there and then turned right at Big Tree and gone towards the lake. And that's my route out of there, right? But she said she took the car in front of me. Oh, you can go. Abbott's going to open. Go ahead. So we go.
Oh, and I'm fell
still,
for it.
And I'm still thinking, it was, I don't think she would have gotten in the way of my truck if I wanted to still turn left.
That's good.
But I felt strongly encouraged to take her, you know, please go this way. Okay. But I still have my way home in the window. But now we're just sitting here. And, I mean, half an hour maybe? Waiting to turn onto Abbott Road, you know, 10 cars in front of me.
So bad.
And then suddenly the right lane starts turning right onto Abbott. And I'm like, and I can still see that Abbott from the parking lot left is backed up. Like, this isn't going to break anytime soon. I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn right on Abbott. And then I sat there for literally an hour.
Yep. I imagine.
Once we got through that Southwestern light, we didn't stop again. But it took, you know, a very long time. So that was it. I was just stuck sitting in between the stadiums on Abbott Road.
In between the stadiums. Well, let's talk about games that are going to be played in other stadiums. Now, we turn our attention to other stadiums. Picks, 9-4 here, 8-5 there. Good records. Look at us.
Yeah.
17-9 if you went with us. And we had a couple that we disagreed on, including last night. I took the points last night and got away with it. So, my turn to lead off. My first pick, so I wrote three games down this morning. I'm going to stick with it, but this game has moved a point today. I want to take the Giants Sunday night against Kansas City. Everything's coming up Bills. That's really not a good point when picking a game. But I heard Joe Ostrowski put it this way this morning on his show. I can't give 6.5 with the Chiefs against anybody. Like, they just too many close games last year. That was the story of their season. They did have two score wins or more than one score wins late in the season, but it wasn't like they were boat racing anybody. And I don't know, Giants at home, what Wilson looked like in week two, neighbors, a couple of studs on defense. We'll see. I mean, Kansas City still won't have Rice. They probably still won't have Worthy. I'm ready for the Chiefs to turn to their rookie speed. Rashard Smith, Jalen Royals, but they really haven't yet. Smith had one carry against the Eagles. It's 5.5 now, but I'll stick with it. I wrote it down, so I would have liked 6.5 more, but I'm too late. 5.5 with the Giants Sunday night.
Royals is okay. He's
practicing in full now.
Okay. All right. I knew there was something with him. I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where.
Like, they're going to Tyquan
in the season.
They're going to Tyquan Thornton.
Right.
Downfield. This is a second round pick by the Patriots out of Baylor a couple of years ago. And Belichick was still there. In classic Belichick draft fashion, he was considered a huge reach. I mean, there were lots of wide receivers in that range, and they went with Thornton, super fast, but I think kind of frail. And Mahomes missed him deep left sideline late in that Eagle game. Then he hit him. That was a great pass and catch for the touchdown. So Thornton is borderline fantasy relevant. I wouldn't want to start him this week, but maybe that happens. Once Worthy could happen this week, doubt it. Then Rice come back. It's probably it for him, Thornton. I will take San Francisco -2.5 at home against Arizona. Okay. Am I a sucker here? Is it because it's Mac Jones? Looked the same to me last week. They might not have Jennings. They've got injury. They always have injury issues, the Niners, or even Trent Williams. But, you know, they beat the Saints pretty handily with their injury issues. McCaffrey's there. I just think the Cardinals, they played New Orleans and Carolina. I don't think they were really impressive in either game. Harrison is still not giving them anything, and maybe that's not even his fault. Always this drama and confusion with Arizona. I don't like it. I'll take the Niners with less than a field goal as the spread over the Cardinals at home. I'll try Carolina again. 5.5 point underdogs against Atlanta. That line has moved a lot toward Atlanta. But I'm not giving up on the idea of the Panthers, you know, being okay. They got down to the Cardinals. They rallied. They were a lucky cover for me last week. And they're down 27-3. In that game and still covered the 6 or whatever it was at Arizona. But Carolina, come on. Bryce Young, come on. I mean, some of the early questions are back with him. People are talking about his size again. I just don't know with Atlanta. They were pretty good physically against Minnesota. I'll give them that. And maybe those edge rushers will swallow him up. Division game at home, I'll take 5.5 points. Pick 4, Denver. I like this one. Denver at the Chargers +3. Feel like it's a little bustery with the Chargers hype right now. 3 points with the Broncos. There's really not a home field issue there playing in LA. And while the Chargers are fine, 2-0, I'm not sure they're necessarily better than Denver. The betting line tells you that people don't really think they are. Give me the Broncos. Settle in this year. Strange start. Won against Tennessee, lost that fluke field goal thing at the end with Indianapolis, or else they'd be sitting 2-0 going into this game, like are the Chargers. And my college pick will be Auburn, +7 at Oklahoma.
All righty. I'm gonna go with you on the Broncos. Three of my four NFL picks are what I would refer to as confirming priors, which is horrible process. You're bragging about our record. We're off to a good start here. My process is a joke. It always has been. I thought as the season began, I think we've got the paper to prove it in the form of the reverse AFC power rankings. I thought Denver was going to be better than the Chargers. The season has started. The Chargers are the division favorite at this point. They look really good. Denver, you just said it, has had a kind of an odd start. Settle in, like you're saying. So my prior was Denver's better than the Chargers. Okay, Denver, I'll take your 3 points. Go beat the Chargers. I'm going to go opposite you on the Panther-Falcon game. Again, priors. I'm pretty high on Atlanta. I love Michael Penix Jr. I'll lay 5.5 points. I think those edge guys will wreak havoc on Bryce Young. And at some point, I feel like that Falcons offense is... Penix, it was not a lot of games last year, but downfield, he was money last year. And they really have not gotten off yet. And I think that has to happen. Well, I think it should happen at some point soon here. So I'll take a soft-looking spot here in Carolina for it to happen. So I'll go against you there.
They cut Younghoe Koo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kicker missed the tying field goal week one.
Yeah.
John Parker Romo week two made everything kind of like a Bills thing. So, the Bills haven't cut Bass. And Prater actually missed.
Badly, too.
Whoa, that was a miss. That's a misses miss.
That's a big miss.
No drama there. They didn't need to review that.
Yeah. No. I'm really starting to worry about Prater calls today. We got to wait a little while, I guess. Down the list.
He didn't make the last one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think he likes that left hash mark a lot, all the extra points. And he has this odd shape to his kicks where it looks like it's going right and it comes in. Or am I doing that even backwards, left and then? Yeah, because usually, you know, you see the kicker, like the best kickers draw the ball in and then right down the middle.
Yeah.
He's got more of like a fade on his kicks. And that I had the thought, that means nothing, but when he lined up for the first field goal, like, oh, he's right down the middle. Uh-oh.
I still struggle mightily with draw and fade. It's sort of like starboard and port for me on a boat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What? Anyway, so I'm not sure which is which. I hit the ball. And like, was that good? Was that a draw? What did I do?
Really?
Anyway, yeah. I'm exaggerating
for such
a little,
an experienced golfer.
I do get confused. One more confirming prior pick. Come on with the Colts. Right. I mean, right. I'm not looking for confirmation. I'm just telling you, come on with the Colts. The Titans hosting the Colts, getting 4.5. This is crash down to earth Indianapolis Colts Daniel Jones week. I feel it in my bones. I didn't think they were going to be good, and I think Daniel Jones has been a punchline. So I'm ignoring the fact that he's been excellent, and they haven't punted into. I predict they will punt.
I'd love if they just like went for it.
Maybe
on fourth, right, just like we're not time. Punting this
we're
year.
We're not punting anymore. We don't even have a punter. So I'm going to take 4.5 points with Cam Ward and the Titans. I mean, I don't know why anyone would listen to me, but that's my pick. And I'm going to go against our buddy Sam. I'm going to take the Packers minus the 7.5 against the Browns. The Browns may mess with Jordan Love. I just think that Packers defense looks mean all over the place, and I think Micah Parsons is going to be just in Joe Flacco's jockstrap all afternoon. So I'll take Green Bay minus the big number.
Good game for the arguably two best pass rushers in the league.
Yep.
Head-to-head.
And for college, I'm having fun with these stupid big numbers. I'll take Virginia Tech minus 35.5 hosting Wofford tomorrow. I don't have a good – there wasn't a Friday night game that fit my
– No, there's only two tonight.
Step right, and neither of them are, you know
– Iowa-Rutgers.
Ridiculous, right.
Throw out the record books, and there's one at 7. That's at 8, I think. Yeah. Iowa-Rutgers.
And that's a really small number.
2.5.
Yeah.
Sam likes Rutgers.
All right. So, anyway, there you have it.
There you have it. Picks.
Do what you think is right with the information you've just listened to.
What would that be?
Ignore it. 100%. Ignore it. Yeah, that's what I think.
Is there a game this weekend you're looking forward to the most? Neither of us picked Monday night. Monday night's awesome.
Monday night is really the game. I'm very disappointed with the Sunday schedule, locally anyway. I don't even know what game would be better. It's not a great looking week to me. I guess curiosity about New England. The Bills play them soon enough, so I'll definitely sit with that. It'll be on. Hopefully, it keeps me away from Red Zone because I don't need the headache. All the jumping around on Red Zone just makes my brain scramble.
It's a loud show.
I don't need any more of that. My brain is scrambled enough. So, no, you? Is there anything you're aside from Monday night?
Love Monday night.
Yeah.
I love to watch Baltimore. And when, like, Sunday, I've got a family commitment, so I won't be around for at least most of the 1 o'clock window. And if Baltimore's playing in the 1 o'clock window and I miss it, I'm annoyed. But I'm not, because they're playing Monday night, and I'll be able to see it. Against Detroit, by the way, we never said. Ravens are favored by a pretty healthy 5.5 at home against a Lions team that just won 15 games and scored 52 points. I think there's really an outdoor golf element to Detroit betting, I think. Like, I think there's sort of a knee-jerk. His results are so different indoors versus outdoors, and now he gets the Ravens. But it's a huge total, too, like in the 50s, I believe.
Yep.
Last night, that was the one last night. There wasn't much drama about the spread for most of that game, but it went over on the Prater field goal by like a half point. The implied total was, so 11.5 and 50.5 means Bills 31.5, Dolphins 20. And the final score was 31-21. Pretty much right at it. No fade or draw, just absolutely on the screws.
Right. Straight. You see the stakes out there? Right down there.
I'll watch Dallas and Chicago in the late window, and I will be very disappointed if it's not a shootout. That's what that game probably should be, even if it's at Soldier Field, where a shootout has literally never been played.
Right.
But maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the game. I mean, both teams defensively are kind of lost.
Yeah.
Football Friday on WGR earlier today, even though he's usually on our Monday lineup, Eric Wood, he joined us today with the game having been last night. So we will have that conversation for you next. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, will be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.